From the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, it's the long-awaited Worst Video Games Ever episode of Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man, starring me, Mr. 100, Shannon Young, the Irish Daddy. We're bringing it back. You guys chanted it Saturday in Sykeston, so I'm going to give it to you. No one that's listening knows what I'm talking about. Down at the end of the table is the real star, Asa Gray, the Five-Star Man.
There's five of them. I completely forgot that I had notes, and I was like, oh, wait, I should have made notes. But I did.
Yeah, you did 2 weeks ago.
I found them.
And then to our right, well, to my right, Asa's left, is Allie Hebert, fresh from her stint.
I don't know why I'm here.
Do any of us?
Moral support.
Yeah. You've played bad video games before, right?
No, because I only pick great video games to play.
So the two that you've played, you stand by?
Yeah.
Is what you're telling me?
I played more than two.
I was hoping she was just going to come in with just like a list. She's like, okay, these are the worst games I've ever played. The Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past. This game is garbage.
She decided before the show to look up online list of worst video games. She didn't realize it was like The Onion. Fallout 3. Ew. Well, that one was bad, right, guys?
Look at GoldenEye. Like, look how terrible this game looks.
Mortal Kombat X. Oh. Ugh. So Allie is here for moral support. I mean, to be fair, the show's called Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man. Not Mr. 100, the Five-Star Man and Allie. Although if Sarah Summers had her way, it would be. It would be called Two Guys, a Girl, and a Podcast, which I still think is a great title.
Sarah cares about me.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, we got to get out of here, folks. You guys have a great night tonight.
For the last episode.
Yeah, so that's tonight's show, which should be a lot of fun.
We need to give credit to the person who gave us the idea.
Yes.
Because
Jesse Kemp.
No.
I know.
Last month at CCW, Brandon Barbwire. Hashtag one true champ was always like, so, did you guys do an episode on like worst video games ever? And I was like,
surprisingly, no.
How have we not though?
It's been almost 3 years and we haven't done that episode. Also, I don't know if you guys heard me on Saturday at the show in Sykeston, but when I announced Brandon, I changed his intro to the self-proclaimed one true champ. And I don't know if that upset him. I don't know if he heard it. Because I realize that every time I say the one true champ, I'm basically slapping Austin Lane.
Well,
because
it made sense whenever a bad guy had the championship,
right?
But now that Austin has it, and it's like, no, we like him too, though.
Yeah, we're big fans of Austin Lane, and I talked to Austin earlier today. By the way, I messaged him and I said, hey, so you know, I gave you a couple days, see how you feeling, what's going on. He said he had a ruptured eardrum.
Ooh.
Yeah, ruptured eardrum. They didn't test for a concussion, but definitely a ruptured eardrum. So.
Oh.
We wish the best to the best of the best.
Yes. I'm sick of my friends getting hurt.
Yeah,
it's
dangerous.
There's a laundry list. CCW is for like it's okay. It's a debate club.
Yeah,
just we're using our words now.
From now on, we're doing thumb wrestling. Also, Hollis just broke his thumb.
Is that a
That's
bit?
The joke. That's the joke.
Okay. I was like, don't put this evil into the universe.
Now, you weren't on Sunday show. You were gone.
Yeah, I had to work, and I was real unhappy about that.
Yeah, I imagine so. I haven't listened to it, but you know, they're good. So I don't really.
I know it was Mandy, Jesse, and Dalton.
It was, and Jesse asked me, "He's like, did you listen to the show? Because I want to make sure it was good." And I just want you to know just how much he appreciates you being on the show. That he feels like when you're not on the show suffers for it.
Oh, that's silly.
That's sweet.
But that's silly.
That just goes to show you how much you mean to it. It's like when Allie doesn't show up for PW or CCW Live, and we get messages like, where's Allie?
I don't believe you get those messages.
We absolutely do. Yeah.
So.
Is it Sarah? Because I'll believe that Sarah's on
one of them.
Was. She's one of them, yeah. Yeah.
When we do the CCW Lives, they're like, or I guess you've only missed the one.
Two.
I think it's two. I mean, because I've seen it in the chat, like, what happened to Allie?
Yeah, where's Allie? But I mean, to be fair, they did the same thing with Asa. They're like, where's Asa? Mm-hmm. The only time they didn't do it was when I wasn't there. Nobody was going, where's Shannon?
Well, we also, because you were
gone. I missed three.
Because the one you were with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, because that one we just up front and multiple times, like, and it's like, hey, so there's only two of us here. That's weird, right?
You guys are going to stick around, right? You had three viewers.
Probably.
One of them was Dalton.
I didn't go back and look.
One of them was you.
Yep.
So, all right. So, worst video games ever. Asa has news and notes. I'm going to look up. I have a mind of what I think are the worst games I've ever played. Mm-hmm. But I want to know what the internet thinks. Because the internet's always right.
There's
and I feel like they're going to share a lot of the opinions that we have.
Yeah, no, there's a couple, like, I'm looking at my list, and probably anything that comes up when you just, like, Google worst video games of all time, they're going to show up on that list. I have three that probably aren't going to show up on a list, and it's just because of how much I hold a personal grudge against them.
I Wikipedia'd it. There's actually a list on Wikipedia that goes by year of games with the worst receptions.
Oh, really?
And there's only like 20 of them, so we can actually read these online or read them tonight. In fact, we can read them right now if you want.
Well, let's go through our actual list.
Okay.
And then we'll see any glaring omissions that we might have had.
Yes.
Well, I guess you don't really have a list, so.
It's in my head.
So what's the one that comes to mind? Like, is there one that you immediately thought of?
Hold on, I got to reply to Jason Wells real quick, because
so glad that's happening right now.
Yeah, well, it's important. It's about money.
Okay.
So you don't want to stiff him on money, trust me. All right. So the game that I can think of just off the top of my head is just the worst thing I ever played. That I played personally, there's two that jump immediately that I didn't play as a joke, because I played Big Rigs. But it was as a joke. Like, because my brother bought it for me, and it was, no, I actually never played it. He bought it for me, and I never touched it because I knew how bad it was. Not Big Rigs. What's that? Because Big Rigs is the truck game, right?
That was the one that was.
With the rednecks, right?
No, that's,
What was that one called?
Oh, I know. The one that Dunkey did a video on.
Did he do one?
It was either Dunkey or Pro Jared. I don't know. But it's the thing where it's like, you're driving you can drive your pickup, but it's a first person shooter.
I don't think that's the same game I'm thinking of.
Because there's a redneck-themed game where it's like you have to stop this mad scientist, and there's
The one that you're talking about, Big Rigs, was it on PlayStation?
No, this is a PC game.
Okay, so that's the one I'm thinking of. But there was another game where it had, like, rednecks on the cover, and you could play as, like, Norma Jean or something, or Daisy Ray. I don't know their names. but it was similar, but it didn't get as bad of a reaction. Like, it wasn't a great game, but it wasn't Big Rigs style, like, terrible. But again, Big Rigs, I never played, but I knew how bad it was. Of what I played, the one that immediately jumps to my mind, and I know this is on somebody's list, was Batman Forever on Super Nintendo. Because I actually did rent that game as a kid, because I don't know if I ever told you this, but when Batman Forever came out, I had dreams of it. Like, before the movie came out, because I didn't go to the theaters to see stuff, I always rented them. So before it came out, I had dreams where I would go rent this movie. I was so obsessed with it. I wanted to see it so badly, because I was a big Batman fan back then. I love Batman and Batman Returns. So, when the game came out, I rented it, and as a kid, you don't really realize how bad stuff is. You just make it as good as possible because you have it.
You convince yourself that, no, this is good, because they don't make bad video games.
No, look at this. It's got the Super Nintendo seal of quality on it. So clearly someone put thought into this. But Batman Forever on Super Nintendo, playing it, it was supposed to play like Mortal Kombat. It had digitized graphics. It looked terrible. And really back in those days, the thought was the more the digitization of graphics, the better the graphics, like Donkey Kong Country, Mortal Kombat.
Because it looks like real life.
Right. But it also
looked like this is actual actors.
But it looked terrible. I dare anyone to go play Mortal Kombat 1 and Street Fighter 2 and tell me that Mortal Kombat was a better game in any way. Street Fighter 2 was much better than Mortal Kombat, but at the time we didn't know because of the Bloods and whatnot. But Batman Forever, it had go watch any video on it. Like,
Is that the one with, that's not the one with Joker and Two-Face, is it?
No, that's, not Joker and Two-Face, Riddler and Two-Face.
Riddler, that's what I meant.
It is.
Cause, okay, yeah, I have played that game. I think I had that game, but I think I had it on Sega Genesis.
It's the same terrible thing.
It looked even worse somehow.
It did.
I just remember everything being super muddy.
Yeah.
Like, the characters just, like, blended into the background,
and it was the same bad guy over and over again with different color schemes and different names.
This is why graphic designers are important.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, they were writing that this was made with Midway, if I remember correctly. So they were like, "We'll just make Mortal Kombat with Batman. It's a great idea." Except it wasn't. The control scheme was terrible. The graphics were terrible. But as a kid, I played it over and over again, going, "This is fun. I'm Batman.
I'm having fun."
But in reality, it was just. Other than Bubsy 3D, which I said, Hunter and I played that not too long ago, and it's by far the worst thing I've ever played in my life. Mm-hmm. Even worse than, at least Big Rigs, you can laugh. Bubsy was a soul-sucking experience, unlike anything I've ever seen. I only played 30 minutes of it, as opposed to Batman Forever, which I played for hours. So that's why I put Batman above it.
Right.
Because if I would have played Bubsy 3D for hours, you probably would be, you'd have to have a Ouija board to talk to me right now. Because I would be dead. Yeah. What about you?
Big Rigs Over the Road Racing is hands down the worst game I've ever played. I don't know how much detail I got into it last time, but
our listeners have a very small attention span.
I hope so. So, because they did a, there was a thing on X-Play on G4 Tech TV, and because I love that show, I still follow Adam Sessler. Like, that dude's awesome.
I like Adam Sessler.
Morgan Webb's a little bit more not as public, I guess.
I haven't heard anything from her since X-Play went away,
but which is a shame because she was awesome too. She was so smart, but. They did a thing where it's like, here's a list of games you should never, ever, ever buy. And the, like, grand finale of that was Big Rig Racing over the road racing.
Right.
And I remember watching that segment thinking, like, there's no way that's real. Like, they have a broken version of the game. Just something's wrong there. They didn't. Because my friend ended up finding a copy of it, like, super cheap. So we bought it and we're like, hey, this is that game on X-Play. Okay, we gotta play it though. Like, they said we shouldn't, but we have to. We should have listened.
I mean, didn't you have the lulls?
Every complaint they had is legitimate. You start, you have one opponent.
Yeah, you couldn't lose.
That when the race starts, they don't go.
They just sit there.
They just sit at the starting line. Nothing is rendered in the world aside from the road. Most of it. So if you're like, you have to race through this town, if you go off-road and run into the building, you just go right through it.
Right through it.
You don't collide with anything.
Right. Under bridges, underwater.
The bridge, you can fall through the bridge if you don't drive in the right spot because it's not even rendered. And not only that, but you can just drive forever. Like, you can drive past, like, there's mountains, like, supposedly keeping you in. You just drive up them.
Yeah.
And then you get to the top and you just move forward and it's just gray.
And it's very realistic because when you drive up the mountains, you go the same speed as you're going down the mountains. So they really took a lot into the joke is that going up slower mm-hmm. than going down.
And then
I had to explain it.
There's no sound. There's no music. There's
That's not true. I think there's like the sound of like,
I think you're right.
The engine.
It's been so long since I played. I just remember there being distinctly like no, there's no music. There's no audio to the game. It's so bad. And you're right. Like we had fun like laughing at how terrible it was. But then at some point tried to sell this game.
That's how I felt about Bubsy 3D was that Hunter and I, we played it because we knew it was terrible mm-hmm. and we would laugh about it. But that's why I put Batman at the top of my list because I didn't. I legitimately played that game thing and like, I'm about to get down on this game. And it turned out to just be the worst dumpster fire ever.
So, well then the game that I would say is the worst for me.
The worst that you played unironically.
The worst thing that I was actually legitimately excited for, played it and just like, if you stop at just the right moment, you can see his heart being ripped from his chest. Batman Dark Tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Why is it always Batman?
Because Batman is
why are you so disappointed?
Because Batman is the best thing, and so you'd think like, oh, it'd be easy to make it. Because you look at like the Arkham games, and those are how amazing those are.
But you gotta remember it didn't start that way.
It's so basic. Like, yeah, you just sneak around. Batman Dark Tomorrow is everything that's cool about the Arkham games, but done awful. Like, oh, you want to sneak around? I hope you like going 2 feet an hour.
But it was the animated series look, right? Which was the only good thing about it?
They kind of tried it, I think. It's been so long since I had to look up the name of the game. I just remember there was a GameCube game that was Batman that was awful. I don't remember that much about it. It was so clunky. You couldn't, like, the mobility was next to nothing. The story was garbage. The gameplay was garbage. Everything sucked. I wanted it to be so good because, like, there had never really been a good Batman game. I don't know if it came before or after, but
Rise of Senzu, yeah.
I liked it.
I never played it.
It wasn't great, but it was more of a 3D beat-em-up mm-hmm. type game than a Batman, like an actual, like, Batman.
And Batman has a very sordid history when video games, because the first Batman game I ever played was Batman on Nintendo, which is an amazing game. One of the best games I've ever played. The very first Batman where he looked purple because mm-hmm. of the color scheme. It was super good. Based on the first movie, loosely.
and that Batman's in it.
Yeah, and that Joker's the final boss. and then Batman Returns on Super Nintendo. Again, a lot of fun. Side-scrolling beat-em-up. It's great. Batman the Animated Series on Super Nintendo. Amazing. We were just playing it earlier.
What was the... Was there like, there was like an Adventures of Batman and Robin.
That's the one.
Okay.
On Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
That one was basically the TV show.
I was terrible at that game. Like, I didn't like that game as a kid because I was so bad at it. And I was like, this game's broken. I couldn't beat the roller coaster level.
What a quinky dink. When we played earlier today, I couldn't beat the roller coaster level. And I told them, I was like, I could never get past this part. And I still can't to this day.
Yeah. So
I need to look up a video because I'd love to see what the game looks like beyond the damn roller coaster and the Joker. Who, at one part, you're like on this coaster going forward, and the camera's pointed this way, if the audience can't see, but mm-hmm. like, if the camera's in front of you and it's a side scroller basically, and the two cars are here next to each other, and Joker's here, you can't get close enough to punch him. So I thought, I'll just jump over and get him. And if you jump over, you hit his car and immediately fall over and die.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is the point?
Because the cars are riding parallel to each other, and the camera's behind the cars.
Yeah.
But they're riding parallel to each other, so you're right next to each other. But if you jump over to his cart...
You just die.
You can't do that.
It's pointless.
And, like, I tried to throw, like, batarangs, but that didn't work, or I ran out, or...
I'm going to say an unpopular game, a popular game that I hated.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put it on one of the worst games of all time in sheer disappointment. And that's the first SmackDown vs. Raw. When that game came out, this was right after, what was it called before that? It was just SmackDown, wasn't it? Oh, Here Comes the Pain and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So SmackDown versus Raw comes out for PS2. I was in college at the time. Mm-hmm. I took a day off in college and I bragged to Bob beforehand. I'm like, oh, when SmackDown versus Raw comes out, you're not going to see me. I'm going to take the day off. You won't see me for an entire day. And I went and bought it at West Park Mall, like GameStop or Babbage's or whatever it was at the time. I took it home and started playing it and I just thought it was the worst. I'm like, this is so different. It's ugly. It doesn't feel right. I was so disappointed with that game.
Is that the one that had, it was Vince's face, but the red
Shane?
And the,
yeah. Yeah. It was half Vince, half Shane. One, or maybe it was all Vince.
I thought
it was
just
red,
Vince,
one
but one red, one red yeah, eye, yeah. one blue eye.
Cause it was SmackDown versus Raw, which right. is coincidentally what they're doing again now.
We'll get there.
Years later.
We'll get there.
Feed me.
The
baby bird.
Tomorrow. Wrong show. The only other game that I have like, okay, that's not true. There's two other games that, two and a half other games that I have a real personal stake in that I was very, very disappointed. But I played two of them. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants in Manhattan. Awful game. Awful game. I played your copy and I hated it. I hated every second of it.
I didn't hate it. I can't back you up on that. I didn't think it was great.
And that's
but
fine.
I didn't
like,
hate
you
it.
Can enjoy it, but I hated it for what Platinum, what other stuff Platinum has put out.
I remember how excited you were
like,
beforehand.
Bayonetta.
Right.
And the Transformers game that was really good. They just crapped this out. The turtles looked ugly. The only thing I can say positive is like the villains looked cool.
The fan service was good. You know, like with the villains, like
the villains' art design was good.
Yeah,
that's it. They were annoying. They had three lines that they repeated.
Well, the game itself was super linear, even though it was kind of open.
And I'm fine with it being linear. It's just it was boring.
Well, when I say linear, I mean like boring. Because to me, linear can be fun, but generally, I like open world games.
Like I loved Turtles 4. Turtles of Time.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Like, you start at this end of the level, fight your way to this end of the level, and there's a cool character that you're gonna beat up
again,
there.
I think a lot of that comes, though, from the fact that we were children, and we loved the TV show, and we were like, oh my god, that's them from the show. And maybe kids today play Turtles well, no, they couldn't have done that because they,
Did you and Hunter not just sit down and beat Turtles 4? Like a week ago?
I remember beating it with someone. As to who it was, I cannot testify. But yes, and we beat it in 20 minutes. That was a $60 game when it came out, and I beat it in 20 minutes. Play it again. No one's playing Turtles in Manhattan again. Mutants in Manhattan.
I can't even
tell you the plot of it because I don't remember.
I couldn't. I got through like the second level, I think, and I was just like, the upgrades are dumb.
Well, what was awesome about it, but you have to admit what was awesome was the four-player co-op. So that way me and you and Dalton, it wasn't. It was online only.
Exactly.
And no one played it online.
Yeah.
I tried to play a co-op mode. I got in with three other people. One of them dropped out before the game started, and then one quit during the game, and it was just me and the other guy. And there was a level, I don't know if you played long enough to do it, but you're like in the underground subway, and you have to defuse bombs.
Oh, yeah. Like
and there
the
was
classic,
a bomb.
Classic Ninja Turtle activity of having to carry, slowly lug these giant bombs.
Yeah.
So you can just...
For whatever reason. And the bomb was on the train track.
Mm-hmm.
So the subway train kept hitting us. while we were defusing it, and we could not defuse it.
Because you needed all four to be defusing it at the same time.
How stupid is that? There was also a part where you had to protect a pizza cart.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because they
love
pizza.
When is that in the turtles' job description, is to protect a pizza cart, and why are the Foot Clan attacking a pizza cart? You're getting me irrationally angry about this.
Oh, no. It's very rational. That game was stupid. Like, it was... It's such a disappointment. Such a... Like, I take it as a personal insult.
I was a big Mortal Kombat fan growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I was, even though I said that about it earlier. And I
mean, look who's out. Look who's coming out on top.
Well, not at the time, because I did buy a little game. You may remember it. Called Mortal Kombat Mythology Sub-Zero.
That was actually the...
Is that on your list?
That was the one of the ones I was just talking about. That was the 2.5.
Oh, really? Oh, please go on then, because you'll hate it more than I do. Go for it.
It's so, like, in principle, it's a great idea. Hey, we've got the original Mortal Kombat games, the fighting mechanic was not the best.
Right.
But you cannot say that about the characters. Mortal Kombat has, I'll say it, the best cast of characters in any fighting game.
I agree.
Just like, for me, it's not even close. And
nope.
I have a respect for Street Fighter and Tekken and Soul Calibur. Like, I like all of those characters, but just.
They're not as memorable.
But Mortal Kombat just knocks it out of the park. You show someone Scorpion, they're probably gonna recognize it.
This was, of course, before the days of, at least back then, they had Scorpion and Sub-Zero, mm-hmm. which was blue and orange, yellow. Then they came out with Reptile, which was the same one, but green. Then there was Smoke.
Who was gray. Ermac was red. Rain was purple.
Noob Saibot was just all black. Mm-hmm. They palette swapped the ninjas.
Because they didn't have room on the cartridge for a whole other character.
Right. So there was, in Ultimate Mortal Kombat, there was, I believe, every palette swap of the male ninjas. And then the girl ninjas had palette swaps. Katana, Melina, Jade, mm-hmm. which was just a green one. It got pretty, and even the robots, Cyrax, what was his name? Sector and
Smoke.
Smoke, yeah. So the character designs are really good, but they also did get a little lazy back then. That's no longer a problem.
But then they have since, because like, so we said Smoke twice. He used to be just the male ninja, then he became a robot.
Right.
Reptile was just green guy ninja, but now he's like lizard person.
Legitimate reptile.
Yeah.
Noob Saibot was just a black one. Now he's like
Inkwell Smoke.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Not Smoke, but like he's like, he was, it's really like, yeah, inky.
And is he like bandaged? Shadowy. Is he the bandage?
That's
one?
Ermac.
Is that Ermac? Okay.
Ermac is a collection of, he's like, Legion. He's just a collection of souls inhabiting this dead warrior's body.
So they took what were just lazy designs and turned them into really spectacular ones.
And not even that, but like they took these just lazy designs and made them to where you're not playing based on your favorite color anymore. You're playing on who had the coolest character. Cause you have Scorpion's this undead, trying to, like, Sub-Zero killed Scorpion's entire clan and him, so now he's coming back from the dead for revenge. Sub-Zero's part of this, like, ancient, mystical ninja clan. Ermac's got, like, because their characters have always been this. They just look the same. But now...
But that's what I mean, like, the designs have been stepped up to where each are unique.
To match the character level, yeah.
But then they came out with Mortal Kombat Mythologies, which I believe it was on 64 and PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I don't remember where in the timeline, like, of release games.
It is a... Prequel to 2? No.
But it came out after 3,
It introduces Shinnok. Like, yes. It's like a prequel story to Shinnok. I don't remember where in the timeline it is.
But you play a Sub-Zero, and it's a side-scrolling...
Action platformer,
which...
which, when you think of it, it's like, cool, you can use all these, like, you can use his freeze mechanics to do stuff,
right.
You can, you know... the combat's going to be cool. Like, even like it's based in that first 3 games, so it's not going to be great. But you have look.
But you like Mortal Kombat, right?
Look at the potential for boss fights. Like,
yeah.
Oh, there's no reason I'm not just going to have a Mortal Kombat match with Scorpion at some point.
Right.
No,
you didn't.
You kind of did, but
not nearly as fun.
No, it
was awful. Everything about it was terrible.
The controls were terrible. The graphics were terrible.
Yeah.
You had to push a button to turn around.
Yeah.
You couldn't just like. It was so... I don't think I even beat the first level.
I didn't either.
It was just so unplayable.
I quit playing. Another game that I could never beat the first level on and that I hate to this day is Rambo on Nintendo.
I haven't played that one.
It's like there's no reason to play it at all. Other than the fact that like I hated it and I never could... I couldn't figure it out. I rented it and I ran back and forth. This is before the internet. I know this is shocking to you, Allie. But there was a time before before everyone had access to everything at any moment. So there was no way for me to figure out what the hell I was doing, and I eventually just quit the game, and I never went back. ever. WWF WrestleMania on Nintendo, also completely horrible.
What was the one you had me play that it had, because it was like WCW and it had such a stacked roster, such as Dustin Rhodes and...
Dustin Runnels.
Dustin, sorry, you're right.
The natural.
The natural Dustin Runnels.
Johnny B. Bad.
Was Stunning Steve Austin in that?
I don't think Steve Austin was in it. I think Brian, well, I don't know. I'd have to look.
But they all look.
Ron Simmons.
Yeah, that's true. Ricky Steamboat was in it.
He was. Ric Flair.
Was Ric Flair in it?
I'm pretty sure Ric Flair was in it.
I think so. Yeah. But it was.
It was bad.
And they all looked the same. Like you couldn't. I couldn't tell what the characters were by their sprites. Like in the character select screen, not in the gameplay. Just the actual like, hey, pick your character. I'm like, who? I can barely even read the text. This is terrible.
I don't understand how they came out with these games when I was younger on Super Nintendo, because we had WWF, Super WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, and Raw.
Mm-hmm.
All three of which are passable. Like they're fun in small doses. We also had Saturday Night Slam Masters, which was a lot of fun, but it wasn't really a wrestling game. It was a Capcom fighter, mm-hmm. like Street Fighter, but it was in a wrestling ring.
Is that the one that had like the Muscle Buster dude and the Knight?
Yeah. Well, the Knight.
Wait, I don't remember what it was called, but he had like a knight mask on.
That'll have to look. I think I know you're talking about the Muscle Buster. That's the guy from Final Fight.
And there was they had the little mini, like you put a quarter in the pill, the machine that you get the little capsules in.
No.
And they had the little mini figures, and there was a cartoon Saturday
Are you
morning.
Talking about Muscle? Ultimate Muscle?
Ultimate, yes. Sorry.
Yeah, no. Different game. But what I mean is like we had these terrible games, and in Japan they had Fire Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
I have it on my classic mini, so I've played it.
Mm-hmm.
It's I don't want to say apples to oranges, because why can't you compare fruit to fruit?
Right.
Damn it, Dickie. that was for Dalton. But you had Fire Pro Wrestling at the same time, but they didn't localize it because they thought we wouldn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we had every LJN wrestling game. Allie, do you know what LJN is?
No.
LJN, I mean, this is a joke at this point, but LJN is every worst video game you've ever played, pretty much. They made the worst. If you saw LJN, watch any angry video game nerd video, and he'll talk about LJN, because they made the worst. They made two games that were decent, that I can remember off the top of my head, and that is The Punisher on Nintendo, because I really like that game, and Spider-Man Venom Maximum Carnage on Super Nintendo.
That game's so frustrating. It's so hard.
But it's so good.
It's fun, but again, it's one of those things where it's like, man, I'm looking back at all these games that, cause I just moved. And so I found my collection of Super Nintendo cartridges that I have still. And I'm going through, I'm like, oh, that game was so much fun. Never got past the second level.
Yep.
That game was so much fun. Couldn't get past the first level.
Yep.
Just, and it's just a who's who of like, wow, Ace is terrible at video games.
It's a who's who.
Which is
how
why I really wanted to stream Cuphead last night.
Yeah, I almost asked you if you wanted to do that tonight, because I want to go home and play Destiny 2 on PC.
Disappoint me. You and Jesse both.
I mean, here I am. I'm with you.
Oh, you're lucky. You are lucky. There would have been an issue of like, hey, we're not doing a show tonight because I want to go play Destiny.
I wouldn't have told you that. I would have lied to you. Allie, what's the worst video game you can remember playing? Doesn't have to be anything old. Like, can you just remember a game that you played? It could even be a phone game or something. Like, just anything. Because, all right, I did a tangent when Jesse still did Penta Nerd. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was Nerd Up and they had just switched. No, I'm pretty sure it was Penta Nerd. And Krista did the rant of the week.
Mm-hmm.
She was gone one week, and Jesse asked me if I would do it, and I said, absolutely, I'd love to do it. So I did a rant about the people that say phone games aren't real games, that you're a casual and stuff like that. I hate that. Mm-hmm. If you are playing a video game, you're playing a video game. Whether it's Cooking Mama, Mortal Kombat, Bejeweled, Cut the Rope, whatever. Like, if it's all video games, and we can't get this elitist attitude that what we play is video games and what you play isn't, because it's soft. That's stupid. So have you ever played any game that you just went, this is god-awful, why am I wasting my time? And why is it Kirby's Air Ride?
Hey.
Withdrawn.
Hey!
The mood suddenly shifted in here.
It was like my favorite game as a child.
Tell them Ultima Online.
I didn't say that.
It's getting hot in here.
The thing is, there have been times that I've downloaded games for my phone, but the thing is, I never play them. The one game that I've kept on my phone for the longest time is called, like, Blendoku. It's like Sudoku, but with color palettes.
I feel like that's hard to screw up.
It's very, like, hard to screw up the game.
Like, no, it's hard to screw up a game like that. Like,
yeah.
It would at least be interesting.
And it gets very difficult. But Because most of the time whenever I download these games, they're not, like, bad. I just feel like it's the same thing over and over again, especially with phone games. And Candy. I just get bored with that.
There was a game on the phone that I always meant to play and I never did. It was Godzilla. It was when the movie came out. And it was Godzilla, but it was a puzzle game. Like, you know, what is that game Jesse plays? The Marvel game?
Puzzle Quest.
Yeah. It's basically the same thing, but it was Godzilla. So, like, you would fight the army, and you would have to get the things to connect, and then you would do damage to them and stuff. I wish I'd played more of that, because that seemed really cool. So I love Godzilla. And growing up, you want to talk about bad video games. Growing up as a Godzilla fan, forget about it.
Yeah.
Godzilla on Nintendo was atrocious, but it turned out it was the best one until the, like, Xbox era, when all of the, like, versus games came out. Super Godzilla on Super Nintendo is just god awful, and it makes no sense, and I hate it. Poor guy. They had a Godzilla fighting game in Japan. I never got to play it until the Super Nintendo Classic Mini.
I was going
to
say, is that the one that you were playing?
Yeah, that I still can't play. Like, I couldn't beat the first enemy. That's like Tournament Fighters for Ninja Turtles on Super Nintendo. I could never beat, like, I could get maybe one match into it, and then they would just trounce me.
Oh, yeah, I was terrible at it, but I just love the idea of, just love the idea of that.
Yes. I love the idea of April O'Neil giving me money to beat up my brothers.
Isn't that how it really worked?
What do you got? What else you got?
The other one that when I said there's two and a half that really were just like personal insults to me.
And then I'm
going to
read the list that is on Wikipedia, and I guarantee you some of these will be on your list.
Yeah. So this is the one that I didn't play because I couldn't bring myself to play it. Because I was so disappointed that, like, I was reading the day it came out, like, the reviews were still not out. And it's just like, that's not a good sign. Like, I haven't heard anything positive. And, like, all the videos I'm watching, like, this game does not look good.
That, by the way, before you say this, that exactly what happened to me with Aliens Colonial Marines.
Oh, yeah.
Except I bought it before the game. I pre-ordered it.
That's the one where it's like they showed the E3 trailer.
And it wasn't the game.
And then the game that came out was like E.T. for the NES.
Yeah. It was
just on a disc.
It was completely different. And I bought it without reading a single review because I went, it's made by Gearbox, I believe. Or at least Gearbox had a hand in
it. They're the ones who ended up putting it out, I think.
But Shannon's brain was like Gearbox.
Borderlands.
Right. Aliens, I'm on board. Let's do it. And it's official canon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's do it. And this was the game that like, and I have a problem with this the same reason I have a problem with zombie games. In zombie games, whenever they fight you, they always run up and punch you until you die.
Mm-hmm.
That's not realistic for a zombie game. The zombies don't punch you until you die. And in this, when you see the alien and it runs at you and it's really scary and then it just stands in front of you and swipes at you, draining your health slowly until you kill it. Yeah, it was just terrible. It felt so disappointing. Please go on.
But so I didn't buy it. I'm waiting for reviews to come out because like, well, maybe a game doesn't have to look great for me to enjoy it. Like,
Dynasty Warriors.
graphics are a part of it, but, you know, I'm sure I would enjoy if I sat down and put any time into Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. Like, I'm sure I would have fun with it. I don't need it to look, you know, look like a PS3 game, but that's fine. PS3 is still kind of pretty. But then I'll turn on Tekken or Injustice and be like, oh, you.
Or Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. And then the reviews start coming in like a day or two later. And it's just bad. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5.
Oh, yeah.
Just what a slap in the face to, like, I'm watching, like, all these reviews of people who were, like, super pumped for it. Like, they love the original Tony Hawk. Like, the only good thing about it was the soundtrack, and even that was way more limited than they were hoping it would be.
Mm-hmm.
But just the slam mechanic that is the same button as grind for some reason, just, and then the glitches and loading screens and
huge disappointment. And we sold that game here at Gaming Grounds where you can find most of the bad games. We sold it like twice and it got traded in 2 days later every time.
Yep.
The people are just like, it's terrible. I'm like, I know, but I have to sell it. That's an, Two Worlds. Oh God, Two Worlds on Xbox 360. We were so hyped for that game when it came out and it was supposed to be like Elder Scrolls, but multiplayer. That's how they built it. This is Oblivion, but like multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all going to buy it day one. But for some reason, I think it was just me and Jesse and Justin Dombach. We decided maybe we shouldn't. Like something came over us. And it turns out it was just the biggest disappointment of all time. I finally played it years later. And it was as bad as everyone said it was. It was mind-numbingly bad.
Did you play the second one?
I did. I got a free copy of the second one when I worked at GameStop. It was better.
I mean,
in fact, the second one, when we got it in at GameStop, this is no joke. The second one came, they sent us like a free copy of the second one with an apology letter from the company saying, we're sorry we made the first one.
Oh, it's not on my list. Yeah. It's not on my list, but didn't, was it Afro Samurai? That the developer actually like issued a public apology, like, no, that it was a garbage game.
Oh, see, like, I thought people liked Afro Samurai. I never played it.
Maybe it's not that one. There was a game that I remember of them just straight up just, no, this game's terrible. We're recalling it from, you can't buy it digitally anymore. Like, they took it off the marketplace. It was just that bad.
I wish they would have done that with the first two worlds, because every time someone comes in to buy it, and it's
because, like, it looks interesting.
It does, like I said. And on the back, it literally, so there's like five quotes for the game, like to convince you to buy it. And almost all of the quotes just are labeled MMORPG.com. Well, mm-hmm. I used to work for MMORPG.com, and I can tell you that all of those quotes were just people that posted on there. They were not professionals in any way. Yeah.
Wasn't it also, what did they do? Wasn't a lot of the quotes they took from before the game came out?
Some of them
were. So, like, they were calling it, like, the Skyrim killer.
They said it was Oblivion on steroids.
Yeah. Just, and that's what they're trying to.
The Skyrim killer. Good lord. Oh, there was, I don't remember the name, Enchanted Arms, I think it was called. It was the first next gen RPG. And it was on 360. And I bought it day one because I'm a huge RPG fan, especially back then. And it was the most vanilla yet offensive game I'd ever played because, and this was supposed to be revolutionary at the time. There was a character in your party that was gay. And that was like, okay, you have a gay character on your team. Cool. And when I mean gay, I mean, flaming. Cause the dude kind of talked like in that standard gay voice. The whole time he talked like this. And it was super offensive. And then he gets crushed by a rock and dies. Good call.
Okay, then.
Good call.
Okay, so it wasn't Afro Samurai. It was Afro Samurai 2, The Revenge of Kuma.
I didn't even know that existed.
Because they took it off of the PlayStation Store and Steam. And, the general manager of the studio, they asked him about it at like a gaming summit, and the game was a failure. We could not do, in good conscience, Volume 2 and Volume 3, so we've begun the process. It's been a long process to figure it out because Sony has never really had to do this in this way, but we're returning all the money, so across the board, we're putting out an apology saying, sorry about this. So not only did they take it back off of the... If you take it off of the... they took it off the store, but they were giving people refunds.
I mean, that's pretty good that they would do that, though.
Yeah. Which apparently it wasn't even, like, overly buggy. Like, it wasn't broken. Just people hated it.
Right.
So they were just like, okay, well, we messed up, so we're going to take this back.
Here's a list from Wikipedia of the worst games. If you don't mind me reading this off real quick.
No, yeah, go ahead.
Because I feel like some of these are going to be on your list that mm-hmm. you did notes for, so we can talk about them when we get to them. All right, and this is done by decades. So it starts in the 80s. Here's the ones that these are universally panned. They're widely regarded as the worst.
Before you do, I want to give an honorable mention.
Sure.
I haven't played it. I haven't seen any video of it other than when we looked it up when we were looking at the Super Nintendo library. Mm-hmm. Sonic the Hedgehog.
To be fair, that's a hack.
I know. Yeah. I know it doesn't count. That's why I said that's why.
That's
why
it's an honorable mention.
It's an honorable mention because, oh lord.
I think Billy had a heart attack when he saw it.
And it almost killed him.
It almost killed poor Billy Wolfert, the king of the peanuts. So in the 80s, in the Atari generation, you had Beat 'em and Eat 'em. Allie's giving me a look, and I don't want to tell you what that game was about.
I don't think we need to get into that.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't, but it.
All right.
Your response makes me think that it's exactly what I think it is.
I'm just going to say it. And I'm not going to get super vulgar. The point of the game is you are a woman on the ground. There is a man on the roof. He's doing something causing things to fall and you have to eat it. You move back and forth.
Well.
Yeah. So let me explain.
That's significantly worse than I thought.
Let me just explain that the Atari was really bad. They had a couple of unlicensed games.
Isn't that also the one that had like General Custer's Revenge or whatever?
Number two, Custer's Revenge.
Okay.
The game where you literally try to get across a battlefield to rape an Indian woman.
Yep.
Again, these are unlicensed. These were never okayed by Atari. These were games that people put out, like, there's a game called like Bubble Bath Girls or something on Nintendo where they were not officially licensed. That's why when you saw that Nintendo seal of quality, what that meant was that it wasn't a seal of quality. It meant that they licensed it, that they said, yes, you can put this game on our system. If you ever see a cart that looks weird, like it's black or blue or something like that, those are we have some here. They're unlicensed games. So it's hard to say that these count because these were, these were not professionally made.
Right.
But they still sell them. Custer's Revenge sells now for a ton of money just because it is so historic. Right. Not good.
It's a collector's
item. It's a collector's item, especially if you have it in, because they used to sell it in like a paper bag looking thing because it was so vulgar. Because
it was trash.
Oh, it's definitely trash. E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Yep.
Clearly.
A game so bad it almost toppled the entire video game industry.
True story. It destroyed video games until Mario saved it.
There was a long-running joke / rumor that they took all of these unused copies of E.T. and just dumped them in a landfill. Like, yeah, isn't that hilarious? No, they found it.
Yeah, there was a landfill of E.T. cartridges.
There was an actual landfill that they dug up of just these unsold E.T. cartridges.
To be fair, like, a lot of it wasn't even the developer's fault. They told them, this is when the movie comes out, have a game ready by this point.
And it was you have 3 hours.
Yeah, it was seriously you have 2 days, make a game. And the game was bad, but it's not really as bad as everyone. Like, it's not the worst game of all time, but it wasn't good. Did you ever watch the show Code Monkeys?
Yeah, a little bit. I never got super into it, though.
They had a really good episode based on it where they were told to make a game for E.T., and mm-hmm. this explains why it was so bad. Well, it's hilarious.
They're the team that made the E.T. game?
They're the ones
game?
That made E.T.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Because they were supposed to go, they got a secret viewing to the movie,
mm-hmm.
but instead, the guy that works for him, I forget which one it was, he sold his tickets to what turned out to be a young M. Night Shyamalan in exchange for money so he could go to the strip club. So then when he gets back, they're like, okay, what was the movie about so we can make the game? And he just starts bullshitting and making things up, and that's why it was so bad. It's great. Avoid spilled juice. That's all I'll say. Pac-Man.
The Atari Pac-Man,
yeah. Which was notoriously bad. Friday the 13th on Nintendo, which I think gets a bad rap, because nowadays most people would go, yeah, it's not great, but it's actually not that bad.
If you know how to play it.
Exactly.
It's playable. It's just that these old school games, there's a reason that we couldn't get past certain levels, very early on, because they did nothing. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde is another just infamously difficult game. Not because the gameplay's hard, it's because the game does nothing to explain what's going on.
Right.
I think it was Egoraptor, Aaron Hansen from Game Grumps, who did the sequelitis on, I think it was the Mega Man X one, where it's just no, this is genius game design. It jumps you into a level, you can only move one direction. Oh, here's an obstacle. I have to either jump over it or shoot it till it blows up. And it just without actually teaching you anything, the game is teaching you every single mechanic that you're going to run into later in the game.
Yep.
And it's just, oh, that's really cool. And then he compares that to
Friday the 13th, literally just you start and it goes save the counselors. How? Yeah. What do I do?
Where are they?
What do?
How do I do this? What happens when I see Jason? Die? Okay.
We're getting to the 90s. Night Trap. You remember Night Trap?
Yeah. Wasn't that the age of the, it was the actual video?
Full motion video. Sega CD was they were interactive movies, basically. This one was about a sorority house who gets attacked one night, and it was back in the 90s. It was so controversial because here's all these girls and they're in literally short t-shirts and shorts. And at the time it was scandalous. Here's a girl in a nightie. Compared to now, what you see on basic cable TV, nothing.
It's super tame, yeah.
But back then, it was the biggest controversy.
It's the raunchiest thing.
Link, The Faces of Evil, and Zelda, The Wand of Gamelon, and Zelda's Adventure. Now, this is an interesting story, because have you ever heard of these games?
Yeah, isn't this the Nintendo licensed
CDI games?
Yeah.
It's one of the only times Nintendo actually gave permission to another company to make their games.
And look what happened when they did.
It's horrible. It's atrocious.
Is Ubisoft with the Mario plus Rabbids, is that the first time they've done that since then?
Yeah, because I think they've worked with companies, obviously like Square when they did Mario RPG, but they've never let anyone take the Mario property.
Mm-hmm.
And we all laughed at Mario Rabbids and said, well, this is going to be a train wreck. And turned out it was pretty good.
I will say I didn't think that the game wouldn't be good. I would never play it because of the Rabbids. It just happened to be
which turned out that the Rabbids were one of the best parts of it, because it was legitimately charming. But the videos were just.
We'll agree to disagree there, because that's just a personal preference thing. But but it's also a gameplay style, that XCOM.
Yeah.
Super tactical. I'm not a fan of that.
Should not work
at all.
With Mario either at all. But right. In this game.
But yeah, but the Wand of Gamelon, and then the Legend of, there's one where you actually just play as Zelda.
The only game where she's the star.
There's one where Game Grumps did a series on it, and I watched that, and it's just wow. It takes 10 seconds to move. You have these screens, but unlike Link to the Past, where you just move and it's instant. It's like digitized graphics,
yeah.
Kind of, but it takes 10 seconds to load from one screen to the next.
Yep,
and just oh.
They also did Hotel Mario, which was supposed to be Super Mario World 2, but it was also bad.
But Nintendo's just no. Yoshi's Island.
Plumbers Don't Wear Ties. I've never played it, but okay, so there's an angry video game. I'm very hit and miss on Angry Video Game Nerd. I really like Cinemassacre, which is what James is the guy that plays him. It's his channel, and they do a great content. His Angry Video Game Nerd character I've always kind of disliked because he's so obnoxious.
How many times can he say diarrhea?
Exactly. He's like Boogie in a way, like when he does Francis. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's really mellowed out over the years, and I find it much more enjoyable. But he did a great one on Plumbers Don't Wear Ties that is fantastic, and we'll show you how insane that game is. Shaq Fu?
Yeah, that's...
Bob swears by Shaq Fu. Well, let's
Bob's
put it that way.
Wrong.
The story of that game, Allie, was that Shaq is going to go play a benefit concert for orphans, or a benefit game for orphans. He goes into an ancient Chinese place to get a Pepsi, and he walks in, and the guy says, "You're the one chosen from the stars. Please come to this other dimension." He goes, "All right, let's go." Because normally when you walk into a store and they tell you that, that's what you do.
And when he says Pepsi, he doesn't mean like, oh, he wants to stop in for a drink. He wants an ice cold, refreshing Pepsi.
Because of advertising.
Yes.
Because of marketing at the time. Kasumi Ninja, which was the Mortal Kombat killer. Remember Kasumi Ninja?
Oh, I'm playing it today. Like, what's Mortal Kombat?
It was on the Atari Jaguar, which I always wanted. All I remembered about it is there was a Scottish character who lifts his kilt and fireballs come out from it. Allie's making the best face.
Allie's in disbelief right now.
Cat Fight, which is exactly what you think it is.
Ugh.
It bills itself, I actually looked this one up, as the ultimate female fighting game. It was also a Mortal Kombat style thing. It says it's Mortal Kombat meets mud wrestling. So there's that.
Pass.
Bubsy 3D.
There you go.
Which we've talked about and is just fantastic. Crow City of Angels, I never played.
Mm-mm.
Mortal Kombat Mythologies. Extreme Paint Brawl.
Ugh. Never heard of. So there was another Mortal Kombat. I don't know if it was under Mythologies, but
Was it the Sonya Blade one?
Special Forces.
It was Jax, wasn't it? It wasn't even Sonya Blade.
I think it was both of them. I don't remember. I never played it because of how terrible Sub-Zero was.
I never found out if that game came out.
But I completely forgot to. It did, I'm pretty sure. But I wanted to give credit where it's due because Mortal Kombat, Ed Boon, didn't just give up on that format. He's like, okay, we did this, it sucked. Let's, you know, we'll wheel it back. There was a PS2, was it PS2?
Yep.
Yeah, because Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks.
Yep.
It's Kung Lao and Liu Kang. Mm-hmm. And it is awesome.
Yep.
And they put elements of that into the actual Mortal Kombat story modes in later games. Like
it's what Mythology should have been the
100%.
Whole time. But to be fair, at the time the technical limitations of the hardware.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
PS2 was much easier to do because it wasn't just a side scroller. It was like a 3D.
It was a 3D
action brawler.
Yeah, and it was amazing. I loved that game.
The last one in the 90s that they have listed, and they're really skipping over some bad ones, but I guess they're not just as atrocious as these. Mm-hmm. Superman 64.
They're also on my list.
Superman 64 was the worst. If you ever wanted to be Superman, and also your vision of Superman was flying through rings for no reason, this was the game for you. I've sold that game at the store numerous times based on the fact it's so bad. People come in.
Okay,
and go,
I was going to say, it's like, oh man, there's a Superman game for the Nintendo 64?
They come in.
Yes, child.
Some people know what it is. Some people ask me, like, what's a game I should get on 64? And I go, have you heard of Superman? And it's like $2. So they go, give it to me. All right, in the 2000s, we got Carmageddon 64. I never played the series.
Oh, yeah. No, I think I did play that game. It was terrible because at the time, I didn't have a PlayStation.
Hmm.
So all of my friends were playing Twisted Metal.
And you were playing Carmageddon.
And I was like, oh, this is going to be just as good. Oh, no.
Spirit of Speed 1937, never played it. I've heard of it, though. It's like a old-timey racing game, a.k.a. very boring. Kabuki Warriors, I never played. Is Kabuki Warriors the one I'm thinking of maybe instead? No, it was an Xbox game.
I got nothing.
Here's a quote from Editor-in-Chief of Edge Magazine. Oh, no, Game Informer. Editor-in-Chief Andy McNamara. Wow.
McNamara?
Andy McNamara, whatever. He says...
McNamara?
I literally won a match by bashing the controller against my ass. I wish I was joking, but the score is seriously Kabuki Warrior 0. My ass won. So I do
He's
like...
He's been the editor-in-chief of Game Informer for a long time then. I think he still is.
I have not read that particular publication since I left GameStop. So. The Simpsons Wrestling. I've always wanted to play that because I've heard it's so terrible. It's a wrestling game.
We're wrestling fans.
I
know I've played it, but I don't remember it at all.
I'm pretty sure the only Simpsons game I've played is Hit and Run.
The best one.
Other than the Simpsons game, because I heard that was really fun.
I might have heard that one.
Have you ever played that? The last level is Futurama.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You fight, I think you fight Bender and Zoidberg and someone else. But like the last level is based in Futurama.
That's awesome.
That's just cool. Simpsons skateboarding. Let's take Tony Hawk, mix it with The Simpsons, and make it awful. Batman Dark Tomorrow.
Yep.
Which is the one you talked about earlier, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Charlie's Angels, Aquaman, Battle for Atlantis.
I remember they were just like, hey, let's make Superman 64, but make it underwater, so everything's that terrible flying.
Asa, you familiar with this one, I believe. Drake of the 99 Dragons.
I am. It wasn't on my list, but yeah.
Which is one of the things you mentioned to me originally.
It's one of the things where that's going to go down as probably one of the worst games of all time. And it's hilarious because they were so confident that this was going to be a hit. There was a cartoon in the works. They had comic books. They were going to do action figures. Like, this was it.
This was it. But then they changed what it was. And what it was no longer it.
No one changed it. They were just wrong. The control, it's, there's so many videos on YouTube of just Google Drake of the 99 Dragons and laugh and laugh and laugh.
I just think of Drake. I think of Drake fighting 99 dragons.
Started at the bottom. Now he's still at the bottom because that game is terrible.
Big Rigs Over the Road Racing, we talked about.
Worst game of all time.
Bubble Bobble Revolution, never played. Lula 3D, never played. Bomberman X-Zero, did play. That's when they decided to take the awesome, cheerful, comic-y Bomberman and turn it into a gritty reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Rated M, it was terrible, and it was terrible, and thank God it died a horrible death. Sonic the Hedgehog 2006.
Yep.
Do you like Sonic games where you spend most of your time walking around town talking to humans and not running?
There has not been a good 3D Sonic game. Colors is passable, and Generations is...
I was going to say Generations is probably as close
the
as
the only reason Generations is good is because of the side scroll, is because of the actual Sonic gameplay.
What about Sonic Adventure? I know a lot of people swear by it.
No, that game's garbage.
Really? I've never played it.
It's awful. People have nostalgia glasses on. It's a terrible game. The only thing they're remembering fondly are the Chows. Hmm. And I think that was in 2.
Yeah, there was a girl that came into the store yesterday or the day before and asked, do you have the Sonic game with Chows? And I was like, in my best Eric Andre, I said, what in the goddamn hell are you talking about?
Yeah, no, the only redeeming quality are the Chows. Like, I mean, there are okay aspects to parts of it, but no, those games are terrible.
Ninja Bread Man. I remember it being on the Wii.
Gingerbread Man.
I remember
it. It's a gingerbread man, but he's a ninja.
He's a ninja bread man.
I never played it, though.
Just Dance, which I don't think is fair. Like, I hate Just Dance. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad game. It is what it is.
I mean, as long as the controls actually work, like, I feel like that is harmless enough.
Yeah, like, I don't think that one deserves that on the list.
Unless, like, that particular one is, like, broken. Yeah.
Leisure Suit Larry, box office bust.
Any of the Leisure Suit Larry's games.
The point of the Leisure Suit Larry games was that you were basically a lovable loser who was just trying to get laid. And the whole point of the game was, like, you just trying to have sex with somebody. Leisure Suit Larry Box Office Bust took that formula, but took out the sex. So now it was just a boring, plodding game with no nudity. And I'm like, I'm not one to go, well, nudity makes a game. But if the point of your game was based around, it was basically a frat movie, the video game. If that's the point of your game, but then you don't do that, like, now it's double bad.
Why even try this? Yeah.
Yeah. Stalin versus Martians, I have never heard of in my life.
How have I not heard of this?
We need to look this one up.
Yeah.
Stalin versus Martians.
We got homework.
Ju-on the Grudge for the Wii. I played that, actually. I got that from Mike Hornbeek. It was a first-person horror survival game, and the Wiimote was your flashlight, and you had to find batteries, or else your light would die, and when it died, like, the Grudge would get you.
Mm-hmm.
I love the movie. Rogue Warrior, which was a terrible game. That's the one where it's Mickey Rourke, and he plays Dick Blachinko or whatever, who was a real, like, Navy SEAL. He was, like, the founder of some secret Navy SEAL team, but the game was just terrible.
Huh.
Tunnel Rats 1968. I have no idea what that is. All right, 2010s. We're getting down our list, and then we're going to – what you guys said was the worst. Final Fantasy 14. I disagree.
Isn't that the hallway simulator?
No, that was Final Fantasy 13. No, 14 was the online one.
Oh, okay.
14 was the one that was apparently so bad they re-released the game as 14 Realm Reborn. I have the collector's edition of the original 14, and it wasn't great, but it wasn't nearly as bad as everyone says it is. I will stand by it. That is the hill that I will – not die on, but I'll take an arrow to the knee.
There's no way to ask this without sounding like a condescending douchebag, so
please,
I apologize in advance. But don't you think that if the studio itself took the time to remake the game and re-release it, kind of tells
that
you that it's probably not good?
Well, the reason they did it, And
is because everybody universally hated it.
Okay, so there were two things in it that made it the worst, mm-hmm. and I get it. The first was kind of subjective, but there was no storyline. Mm-hmm. It was all based on leave quest.
But you love that, though.
I do. I love...
Because that's kind of Ultimate.
It makes me feel like Ultima Online, where basically you would walk to people, and they would give you quests daily and say, okay, do this, this, and this. But it wasn't an overarching story. It was my field's filled with these monsters. Will you go get rid of them? And then you would level up on that. But the reason everyone hated it, and I don't know if anybody remembers this, was because it was supposed to even out people that could play a lot and that could play casually. So there was an experience cap per week.
Oh, no.
Once you got to a certain level of experience in your class, you had to switch classes to go to a different one or wait until your timer was up to gain more experience, which meant that if I could only play a few hours a week, I could keep up with the guy that played every day. But if you're the guy playing every day, why? What's the point? You can only go so far, and then you can't go any further. And that was the thing that killed it. And that's why they redid it as basically World of Warcraft meets mm-hmm. Final Fantasy. So,
yeah, that's a terrible call.
It was a bad call. And I remember because Teddy Ross and I both played it, and we had to explain to each other what it meant because neither of us got it. We're like, why aren't I gaining experience? Well, Teddy. Well, actually, Teddy.
I get what they were trying to do, but
Execution. Yeah, poor execution. Power Gig, Rise of the Sixth String. I remember when that came out, I knew that was going to be a train wreck. Doctor Who, Return to Earth, never heard of it. Mind Jack, never heard of it. Sword of the Stars 2, never heard of it. Let's just get to the ones we've heard of.
I've heard of Mind Jack, but I don't know. I haven't played it.
Postal 3?
The Postal series.
The Postal series are just atrocious.
Was on my list, yeah.
That's basically like...
Edgelord the game.
Yeah, just go murder everybody.
Oh, I can go kick dogs and pee on people. Look how cool I am.
Ridge Racer on PS3. Never played it. Don't know why that's on there. The War Z. I bought that game when it went on super sale for like a dollar. It's basically a ripoff of DayZ. Mm-hmm. You remember DayZ, the Arma hack?
Isn't that the one where like the developer got in all sorts of trouble too because he kept promising like all these updates and stuff and it just never happened?
And then two of them almost went to jail in another country because they went to another country to do like research on the world and they got arrested for espionage.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think they're out now. Call of Duty Black Ops Declassified on Vita. I actually sold that today to somebody. I thought it wasn't that bad. Final Fantasy All the Bravest. I've never even heard of that. SimCity on PC.
Yep.
That was a fantastic one because me and Bob and Jesse all bought it because the thing was like you have to play online, but your cities can be connected. So we picked a place and then we would all build our cities and they would connect and it would be like we could send stuff to each other, except it didn't work because Jesse couldn't join our server for some reason. It didn't find it. Bob could never connect. And then for some reason, I was the lucky one. Other than the fact that Godzilla attacked my city every day, every day, it was a glitch. Every day, the monster would appear and destroy my city.
Because they knew that you love Godzilla.
Except it's not Godzilla. It's
legally allowed to...
It's, we are legally reminiscent, different but legally enough. Distinct.
It's Zodgilla.
But the best thing was there was another glitch that it gave me millions of dollars every couple of minutes. No
so
joke.
So you could just rebuild the city.
Well, yeah, I had to. And I, when Jesse finally got to connect, he didn't have to worry about money because I would send him millions every hour. I was like, here you go, buddy.
Isn't this also the one where like you people, like, cause it was online only, but like their servers couldn't handle more than 12 people playing at once?
Yeah, it was broken.
And
it
then
was horribly
you
broken.
You couldn't terraform your land. Like you couldn't make mountains and you had maybe like a quarter of the space that you used to be able to use.
Right. But the thing was that it was online and it was supposed to connect people.
Right.
They said they could not, they said it was impossible to do single player. It wasn't possible. 2 years later, they put out a single player option.
Huh.
But it wasn't possible. Anyway.
They dared to dream.
Walking Dead Survival Instinct.
That was the terrible first person shooter.
It was. Aliens Colonial Marines. That was the mm-hmm. terrible first person shooter. Star Trek. That was the terrible third person shooter. Ride to Hell Retribution.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I'm surprised, like, you didn't mention that one. I've never played that game, but I've seen, like, videos on it.
That's the game where the action's terrible. Women are sex objects. The whole point of the level is to beat it to get the girl to have sex with her. But you don't take your clothes off or anything.
There are fully animated sex scenes.
With fully clothed.
Where they're both fully clothed.
And they have the mannequin face, so while you're having sex, it's like this.
Who thought it was a good idea to just only have males make games?
And when I say fully animated, there's like 5 frames of animation.
Right.
It's just the rocking back and forth, but the faces don't change at all. Yeah, it's...
I'm just going to skip the ones we don't know and just go to the ones we do.
You don't know what I don't know. Time.
All right, Asa, tell us about Ashes Cricket 2013.
Well, it's a terrible cricket game. They Son get the hip scan on the you know, I can't remember what it's called.
You know there's a handball game?
Yeah.
Handball 2017. Sonic
Boom. Oh, 17's out?
Yeah, it really is. Sonic Boom, Rise of Lyric.
Also on my list. That is one of my favorite Game Grumps series. And I know that's like the sixth time I've mentioned them today, but just watching them slowly devolve into madness. There's a 10-minute intro where their editor, Barry, just goes frame by frame through the opening cinematic. And it's like, okay, so they just jump 10 feet here. They're running on literally nothing. The air's not even, like, there's nothing underneath them. Here's a weird facial glitch. The screen
just
goes...
So tore it down piece by piece?
Yes, they are going through the opening cinematic and just frame by frame.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5. Umbrella Corps.
Terrible.
Never played that.
It was a Resident Evil themed first person tactical shooter, I think. Like it was a squad based shooter or something like that.
That's what you want when you play Resident Evil.
I mean, when you play 5 and 6, apparently it is.
Mm.
And wait, no, 7 is the good one. Yeah, no.
7 is the really good one.
Because they finally just kind of like, okay, we're basically just making action games at this point, so let's make a first person shooter.
Maybe let's go to horror.
And it's not a terrible idea. Like a first person shooter set in the Resident Evil franchise, like it's not, yes. They did a good job, too, of not trying to label it Resident Evil 7.
Right.
They're like, okay, we're doing something different in this universe. Could have been cool, but they dropped the ball.
Ghostbusters. Mm. And I'm shocked that Ghostbusters on Nintendo isn't on this list. Because that was widely regarded as one of the worst games of all time. Because it was. Ghostbusters from last year, based on the new movie, loosely. Like... Same universe, but that's it. Yeah,
Slimer's in it.
It wasn't the worst game I'd ever played. I think we talked about this at the time.
Yeah, because you were pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and I even got it days early. Like, yeah. They sent me an advanced copy. And I was like, oh joy.
Oh, but you did it because you got the theme, or you ended up not getting the theme?
I ended up not getting the theme because I didn't pre-order it.
That's right.
I didn't pre-order it in time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was okay, but if it was a $20 game, it would have been fine. But for like 60 or 50 or whatever, I regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 20 and I keep looking at it at Best Buy going, I never did beat it. And lastly, No Man's Sky.
Yeah. Oh, I know that game.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
Calvin was disappointed by that game too. Pretty sure everybody was disappointed by that game.
Well, it's less that they were disappointed and more that they were led to believe that the game was going to be wildly different than what it actually was going to be.
That they were flat out lied to?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to your picks from 2 weeks ago. So I hope these haven't changed in your mind. Jonathan Atwood, our friend Johnny Boy, is what I call him. He said, worst game ever, Fable 3.
I actually have never played Fable 3.
Bob loves Fable, but he hated Fable 3.
I know a lot of people did. I remember Lee being disappointed in it because he found a way to like cheese it real hard.
Mm. And so once you do that, like, what's the point of playing the game anymore?
Yeah.
Sarah Summers says, I approve of a name change. Allie Matters, hashtag. Ugh.
Love you, Sarah.
Brandon Bobois says, worst game ever is Home Alone 2 Lost in New York. That's not fair. Like, of course it is. you're not breaking new ground here, man.
Then he's not wrong.
He's not. What a brave stance.
He's punching down. We expect more from you now, champ.
Zane Laney says, Dokapon, the Monster Hunter for GBA. I hated that game. Also, Jake Cocoon for PS1. The new Stars trailer got me extra hype for The Last Jedi, but I was also on the half that liked The Force Awakens. Oh, that was the other part of that show that we were talking about. Sorry. He also said, Dragon Ball GT Final Bout for PS1. Horrible, horrible game. Brian Rhodes, our old friend Brian Rhodes, said X-Men on NES because second graders aren't smart enough to check the corner of the cartridge label for the code you need to put in to reach the final boss. Also, the code is printed wrong.
Wow.
So that's not the one. What's the one where...
I can back him up on that, too, because I rented X-Men on Nintendo because I was a big X-Men fan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a top-down game where you have to pick a partner, even if it's one player, and the computer plays the other partner. But it's so bad that it will just walk into walls and get stuck or die immediately. And there's no reason to play as anyone but Cyclops because, like, most of them have punches. Mm-hmm. But Cyclops has a beam. So there's, like, if you get in close, you get hit. Mm-hmm. You just get hit.
Yeah.
Cyclops and Storm are the only ones that can actually do damage from afar.
I remember there was a Wolverine game for, like, the Game Boy or Game Boy Color or something. And it was one of those things you had to, like, you had to get super close to the enemy to be able to punch.
Yeah.
But you would take damage if you got too close, but yeah. You had to be super close.
That makes no sense. And you couldn't use his claws.
Wolverine Origins. Mm.
Cody Sandusky, our old friend Kodu Human, says no mention of Star Wars Masters of Terrace Kasai. I always pronounce that. Mm-hmm. Atrocious fighting game. It really was.
Yeah, it was bad.
I think I told the story about Bob and the Star Wars Galaxy.
Yeah, because he wanted to be, because they wouldn't.
He said Balls 3D for Super Nintendo certainly fits in there too. And then Batman Forever for Super Nintendo. A beat 'em up Mortal Kombat like controls. I remember getting that game from Walmart as a kid, not being able to get beyond the first screen because I didn't understand, even with the manual, that down plus select deployed the grappling hook to pass through an obscured hole in the ceiling. And that's true. That's absolutely true.
And for those who have not heard of Balls 3D, this was a fighting game for the Super Nintendo that was, your character were just made up of spheres.
Yeah.
You were just a collection of hundreds of spheres.
Because
it was, like, it looked...
Someone had this idea, and I guarantee it was, like, a 16-year-old boy.
If
that just decided, he was like, guys,
we can call it.
Let's make a game that you're made up, it's people, but they're all spears, because we can call it Balls.
I will say, like, if they remade that game today, I think it could actually look awesome. And could be kind of interesting. Just give it a different name.
Yeah.
But
not Balls.
But Super Nintendo, Cody's right. It was not a...
If I remember correctly, the whole thing was that Super Nintendo, they really got... I don't remember the exact term for it, but they really got into this because they could do better graphics. But a lot of it was, like, segmented off. So, like, you would have these giant enemies, but they would be, like, spheres attached to parts. And my nose bleeding? No, I'm okay. I felt like my nose was going to bleed. So I kind of get what they were going with, but yeah. Then you call it Balls.
Yeah.
It's like they were like, okay, we need a name for this game. And they walked into a game store and they asked a 16-year-old boy. And he was like, you should call it Balls.
It's better than the Sega version.
It's great.
The Sega version was called Tallywhackers. It was terrible.
Will you stop?
I did the thing.
what was the X-Men game that you reached a certain point and it would say restart the computer, but you were in front of a giant computer, but there was no way to restart it, so people would just get frustrated. You had to actually reset your console.
Yep, that was X-Men 2 Clone Wars, I think, on Genesis.
Was it?
It said reset the computer to do it, and yeah, you had to hit reset on the console. Who would have known to do that? Who would have known to do that at the time?
Yeah.
What a terrible idea that was. As opposed to Metal Gear, where there was a character, I think his name was Psycho Mantis, and he would read your memory card on your mm-hmm. PlayStation, and he would say things to you like, oh, you like Castlevania, don't you?
Because it would read other Konami games.
Yeah. And I always thought that was so cool. I'm like, oh, I do love Castlevania.
And you had to, like, plug in your controller through the second port, because he would actually be like, oh, I can move your controller, put it down.
Yeah, he would dismantle it.
And he would turn on, like, your the rumble. Would actually, and it would vibrate like.
Did you ever hear of Eternal Darkness?
Yes.
Sanity's Requiem.
For GameCube, I always wanted to play it, but.
Because that's another game that will mess with you. It'll change your screen, the controls will reverse.
It'll make you think that it deleted your entire memory card.
Yeah. Like that stuff will mess with you. I remember one of the first times we played PT, and it got to the part where you had the error. I remember tricking people into thinking that the game crashed because they did it so well.
Yep.
I love that. Gotta love PT. Anyway. Derek Boxdorfer, also, I'm sorry, I skipped over Dalton. Dalton said X-Men Destiny, and Sarah told him his vote was invalid.
I mean, X-Men Destiny was real bad. That was another one that I was super excited for.
Me too, because they made it sound like almost like Fable, but X-Men. Everything you do decides the fate of, like, are you Brotherhood? Are you X-Men? What are you?
See, and I thought it was going to be less Fable. Like, yes, there was going to be storytelling elements, but I thought it was going to be more of Ultimate Alliance. Like, we were going to get another
Ultimate,
of those.
Just an X-Men version?
The one that was before
Legends.
Like X-Men Legends. Like, yeah. Yes, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. But then it was one of those things where I remember I was at Hastings and I saw X-Men Legends. And I was like, oh, that new X-Men game is coming out, like, next month. I haven't heard a single, and this was when because I had time at class, like, I would go to IGN every day mm-hmm. and they would always do, like, previews of stuff. And I was like, I haven't heard a single thing about this game.
That's never good.
That doesn't seem like it's a good sign.
No.
And then it came out, and it was just awful.
I liked it. I beat it in one night because it was only like 7 hours long. And it was super disappointing, but I can't hate it completely because it was still X-Men. And it played fine. It was just kind of boring. And you did find a Sentinel at the end. Any game where you fight a Sentinel is okay with me. Like that X-Men Origins Wolverine. The very last boss, I think, is a Sentinel. and a giant one too, mm-hmm. like in the old cartoons. Ugh. All right, now Derek Boxdorf. He said never really liked the Crackdown games, neither did I. Just didn't like the gameplay and the look. Also never understood The Sims. Go to hell. My wife loves to play it, but I don't get it. I'm pretty sure I did this as a reply to Sirius previously.
I second the go to hell because Crackdown is amazing. The first Crackdown is incredible.
Like, I don't even remember part two.
Part two was such a disappointment. It was bad. It wasn't bad, it's just it wasn't as good as the first game. And if you're making a sequel of a great game and you can't even like meet
the standards
of the first one, you've just failed.
Well, that's what I read about Maximum Carnage. The sequel, and Jesse always talks about it, was called Separation Anxiety.
Yeah.
And it was two-player, and it was supposed to be an improvement, but I played it.
That's the one okay.
And it was bad.
I take it back. Separation Anxiety is the one that I have. I don't know if I've ever actually played Maximum Carnage.
Really?
And the reason I haven't played Maximum Carnage is because Separation Anxiety was so bad at it.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, it was hard. I didn't have fun.
And it was poorly done. Like, even Venom himself. In Maximum Carnage, when you pick Venom, he'll stand there and he only has 3 frames, but he kind of hulks and his tongue moves around.
Mm-hmm.
In Separation Anxiety, his tongue stays out of his mouth in the same frame all the time. It never moves.
I just remember.
Instead, it looks like he's sucking on a jalapeno or a carrot.
Is that the one where the women come in as like the harder difficulty, just generic guys, and they would whip you with their hair?
That's Maximum. Well, they're in both.
They're in both, okay.
Because, that's the thing, is they recycle the enemies from the first game.
Okay.
Which was stupid. Anyway, Jake Andrew, our friend Jake Andrew, says, Road to Hell Retribution, good call, and Duke Nukem Forever. Ah, Duke Nukem Forever. How was that not on the list?
Because I never played it, and I also never cared about the Duke Nukem
games.
I mean,
the Wikipedia one.
How
was that never on the list?
Yeah,
that
that's
was one
true.
Of the big. That game was literally in development for, I believe, 16 years. There were people that had their receipts from GameStop, or Babbage is what it was called at the time, for Duke Nukem Forever in like 2001, 2002. And they held on to it because they knew the game would come out someday. And it came out and it was terrible.
And to be fair,
because the humor of Duke Nukem, it's like, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but I thought the humor of Duke Nukem was very much frat boyish too, where like,
and also very of its time.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna
like
say.
Like super early 90s. It's like, you know, if a sitcom,
Married with Children style.
Yeah, if a sitcom came out and started doing American Married with Children jokes, like it would be shut down in 2 episodes.
Right.
Whereas, so not only that, but like it didn't age well because society moved past
progressed.
It. Yeah. But also, like, in its defense, and this is the only thing I'll ever say in defense of Duke Nukem Forever, that game could have come with $500 cash in every box, and if you left your console on, it would power your house for free, and people would still be disappointed in it.
Yeah.
That game has such lofty expectations and such a long development cycle that anything short of perfection, people weren't going to crap on. And then it turned out the game was just average at best.
And offensive.
And, yeah.
Like, the game starts with two, like, high school-looking girls, like, performing sex act on Duke, and then they die later on, they get impregnated by aliens and die, and he doesn't care. It's like, it really is offensive. It's really terrible.
I only know that because someone told me.
Okay. Like, I'm basing this on what someone told me. Brandon Babwa, he came back and said, Raw's War on WWF. It wasn't that bad.
Is that the one that was on Xbox?
Oh, I think it is. Okay, no, he's right. It is bad.
Because
I thought he meant the Super Nintendo one.
I see that one. I don't know because the one on Xbox was bad. It had my favorite thing that. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think a wrestling game has done since then. You could take music from that was stored on your system and make that your entrance music.
You could do that in the 360 games.
Could you?
When they moved over to next gen, they took it out.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had a playlist on my Xbox 360 for all the WWF games that I would always come out to Kill Switch Engage.
Mm-hmm.
The end of Heartache was my entrance music. And Lindsay always had Miss Murder by AFI as her entrance music.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't let you do that anymore. And that sucks.
I get why they don't. But at the same time, like, I wish you could.
I wish you could just tie it together. Like, they have Spotify on PS4, right?
Yeah.
If you have a Spotify, let you use a Spotify song. Mm-hmm. That would be cool. But anyway.
But I totally get why you can't just do that. Like, if you tied it to a service like that, it would be, cause then you could just have people upload whatever MP3s they want, and no.
It could get offensive.
You can't do that on the internet.
Austin Lane, the champ, best of the best, says Atari on ET and Nintendo Ghostbusters. I knew someone was going to bring it up. And Cody replied, said, I played Nintendo Ghostbusters like crazy as a kid, still never reached the terribly translated end screen where it said, congratulation. You have proved the justice of our culture. Now go and rest our heroes. What the hell does that even mean? Ace is looking it up.
I am. I need to see what this actually says.
Aaron Picard said, I never cared for Bayou Billy or Dig Dug. Do you remember those hologram-based arcade games? I do. Those look really cool, but played horribly. And then he also said, the new Star Wars trailer is teasing at Rey turning heel. Maybe she hits Luke with a chair and joins the authority because that is what's best for business. And Aaron is special. And Drew said Sonic 2006, widely regarded as awful. Double H says, I really do think it's Bubsy 3D. Tiger LCD Games had better graphics engines. Bubsy controls like a tank in a pool full of jello. And if you can explain the plot, the FBI would like a word. Because there is no plot. Bubsy literally wakes up in the same level and you're collecting something, maybe? I don't know.
So you forgot a line.
I really?
You did.
What is it?
It's congratulation. You have completed a great game and proved the justice of our culture. Now go and rest our heroes.
That's Ghostbusters, by the way, yeah. On Nintendo.
You have completed a great game.
Jesse Kimball said three categories. Hated but still played Resident Evil, Operation Raccoon City. Hated and quit Metroid Other M. Worst game ever played, Superman 64. William Kraft enjoyed Raccoon City for one playthrough.
I didn't actually play Other M. All I know is just the character assassination that comes with that
game. Of Samus, how they neutered her.
Of
how she went from being the badass bounty hunter.
From this badass answers to no one bounty hunter to being so strictly loyal to this, like, captain that she won't save her own life by just turning her suit on because her suit has a capability. She's, like, in a super hot room. And she could just turn this feature on that, like, she just has to turn on the AC. But she didn't get an explicit order from him to do it, so she won't. It's like that episode of It's Always Sunny, where, like, did you tell him to leave the windows down, D?
Well, no,
I just didn't tell him to roll them down.
He's not the smartest. Yeah, and no coincidence that game was developed by Team Ninja, who also did Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
Who are notorious for, look how much the breasts can bounce.
Right.
And how big can we make them? You know what? In their defense, and I'm not making this up, this is a true story. When Dead or Alive 5, I think is the last one, when it came out, they made it more realistic, and they sent out, like, test demos for people to play. The backlash from the gaming community was so severe on the fact that their breasts were smaller and didn't bounce that they changed it to what it is now because of the fear of poor sales. So, to be fair, they tried to make it less offensive, and the gamers they sent it to went, no, we want the titties. And they went, okay, well.
Because who do you think they were playing to with the games before that?
Which is bad, because you know how ashamed I am to play Dead or Alive? Because it's a good game.
No, yeah, those games are fun. Like, yeah. I
But people come in and see me playing it and go, oh, I know why you're playing it. Mm-hmm. And I go, for the gameplay! I read the articles!
I don't even want to play as Ryu.
I don't.
Hayabusa. Not Street Fighter Ryu.
The worst Ryu. I'd always play
Ninja Gaiden. Is a fantastic series of games.
If you hate yourself.
Yeah, I do. That's why I've been playing Cuphead so much.
Oh, when are you going to stream that? We got to get out of here. We're 17 minutes over. Are you going to stream that?
I don't know. Maybe Friday. I don't want to say, because, like, we have this show tonight, Pro Wrestling Unscripted and CCW Live Wednesday.
Yes.
PZ85 After Dark on Thursday.
Yes.
I can't do it at home. I have to, like, I pretty much have to do it here.
You could do it here while we record.
Not really, because I would be talking.
That's fine. I just like your company.
Like, I don't think the other people on the show would
we'll figure it out.
That. I want to stream it soon.
Yeah.
Maybe Friday, depending. I don't know what all.
And you'll post post it.
Yeah, they're like, there will be warning. I don't know if we got into it, but, like, the reason I didn't last night is because I get here, I get everything set up, I find the Kinect and all of that. I don't know where the power cable is, so I kind of had a jimmy. Like, I had to run one from another TV over.
Oh, hell yeah. I did borrow the power cable when we were testing it on my laptop for ghost hunting.
Okay.
It's here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. So, it too. It worked. Like, it worked because I just had to run the power cable for a PS4 because that's all it is.
Oh, gotcha.
So I just ran that over. So that was worked. I had it all set up. Turn on my Xbox. Okay. Do you want to update or stay offline? Crap. Okay. I'll run this update. And it was going pretty quick. So I was like, okay, I can probably start at like 8:30. I wanted to start at like 7:30 or 8, but okay, like it's going okay. Then it like did the thing where the system restarts and okay, now it's verifying the update 60%. It sat at like 60, 61% for 10 minutes. And at this point, I'm just like, and then it took a while after
you called
that
it
to,
a night.
Yeah, and I was just like, yeah, it's, I'm just, I'm calling it. It's not going
to
happen.
That's like those days that it's like, all right, let's get ready to do the show. Oh, wait, the laptop has to update. This won't take long.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours later, we're like, Christ.
Yeah.
70% for an hour. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get out of here. We're going to be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Yes, I drank tea. Sorry. We got a lot to talk about. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Lipton Sweet Tea. It wasn't that bad.
That one's on us, Lipton.
Yeah.
You want any more?
You get the first one for free.
You're going to have to cough it up.
Tomorrow we're going to be talking about TLC.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about why Kane beat Finn Balor on Raw. Why
because
Kane beat Finn Balor with 3 choke slams on Raw.
Because he's the greatest of all time.
I wondered how you feel about this, because I feel like the part of you that loves Kane is like giddy, but the part of you that hates bullshit is angry. Because you got to put over that young upstart Kane. He needs it.
Yeah.
Damn it, Ace. Don't do this.
He's about to get murdered by Braun Strowman. I'll save it for tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow. All right. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll throw the plugs in. Why not? I was going to skip tonight, but why not? Podzilla1985.com. Go back and listen to the old episodes. We're doing our Terrifying Tanner Thursday presents. Are you afraid of Podzilla 1985 After Dark? Because I forgot it's not that anymore. You can catch up on all the old episodes, including last week's Nerds for Hire, Mr. 100 the Five Star Man. You can even go back and listen to the old stuff. Go back and listen to the original shows if you dare. It was a different show back then is all I'll say. Forgive the things that I said when I was drunk. And Facebook.com/Podzilla1985 if you want to talk to us and interact with us. And then, of course, if you would like to support us with your wallet, it's Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. You guys have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Under Siege.